Coming up on this episode of the Veteran Podcast, COVID relief for veterans is more than just a check. Disabled women veterans are feeling more disconnected than their male counterparts, and a special forces soldier denied reinstatement of awards after being pardoned.
You are listening to the Veteran Podcast, the podcast digging into important veteran-related topics, news, and resources. Here's your host, U.S. Army veteran Joe Stone.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Veteran Podcast, the veteran and military news podcast that brings you relevant news in under 10 minutes. This episode is sponsored in part by What They Signed Up For. What They Signed Up For is a nonprofit book project that tells the stories of post-9/11 veterans from both before, during, and after their service. To get a free copy of the book, you can go to whatthesignedupfor.org and use promo code VETERANPOD at checkout. If you're watching this, know that you can also listen to the podcast version either on our website, theveteranpodcast.com, or on your favorite podcast player. If you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube if that's your thing. And don't forget to follow or subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. And please leave a review. Now for the news. In a recent study, 4 to 5 women veterans say they feel loneliness, isolation, and disconnect more so than their peers. This is 20%. This stat is actually 20% higher when compared to males. The survey was conducted with a group of 4,900 women involved with the Wounded Warrior Project. The report had a lot of other interesting finds. It also showed that women veterans were more likely to have college degrees, but were a lot less likely to be employed full-time. On top of that, those that were employed made, on average, $8,000 less annually. The results of the survey can be found by going to woundedwarriorproject.org. In our next story, the Army has denied medals and Special Forces insignia to a soldier pardoned by former President Trump. In 2010, Major Matthew Goldstein, then a captain, killed an unarmed enemy combatant. The unarmed combatant was suspected of detonating a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, and Goldstein knew that, quote, obtaining evidence in order to convict this individual of the detonation would be hard to get. He had admitted to it during a job interview with the CIA, which then triggered an investigation. The Army Board made the final decision this last June, but didn't publicly release the information until after President Trump left office. In the report, the board said, "The presidential pardon is a sign of forgiveness and does not indicate innocence." Goldstein has not decided if he will appeal the decision. Congress just passed a massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, but what does that mean for veterans? Well, just like everybody else, that means a $1,400 check if you make less than $75,000 a year. On top of that, it also included funding to support the VA's COVID-19 vaccine distribution, to improve access to care, and additional focuses on women's health, mental health, suicide prevention, and helping those who aren't homeless or in danger of becoming so. The bill also provides extra funding so the VA could waive co-pays during the pandemic for both healthcare and prescriptions. And for those who are unemployed and have no other educational benefits, the VA now offers up to 12 months of rapid retraining assistance and housing allowance. There's more funding for state veterans' homes as well, plus funding to help speed up compensation and pensions claims processing. Now, moving on to some tips and resources. If you are a veteran interested in studying automation, engineering, or robotics, Halter CNC Robotics, located in Cascade, Iowa, is now offering a $2,500 scholarship. To apply, you just have to submit a bio, proof of veteran or military status, and information about your current school. Noyce. You can go to haltercncautomation.com for more information. I will provide a link in the episode description. Now, also here, next little tip for veterans with hearing loss. There is now a free captioned telephone service available. The service allows the user to see real-time transcriptions of their phone calls on their home phone's mobile phone or other communication device. To learn more about the program, go to clear2connect.org and click the Learn How to Access banner at the top of the screen. That's clear2connect.org. I'll provide a direct link in the description for that as well. Well, that kind of wraps it up for the Veteran Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this to be valuable, and you want to help keep me, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Joe Stone. For more in-depth stories from other veterans, you can check out my other podcast, Joe to Joe. It's a bi-weekly podcast interviewing other veterans, family members, advocates, and those in the military and veteran community. I'll put a link in the show notes, or you can go to veteranpodcast.com for more information. If you enjoyed watching and listening, follow the show on your favorite podcast player or YouTube. Let your buddies know. If you'd rather read about it, check out the blog on our website. We'll see you next week.